numbers told the story they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour two of Numbers Game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, all proudly brought to you by BetMGM, Gil Alexander, Kelly Midland, and moments away from Unscripted with the Crack Man. By the way, pro tip of hour number one, which we failed to get to, and by we, I mean me, make sure to compare Super Bowl MVP odds with team odds to win the Super Bowl. Some MVP bets might make more sense by proxy than others do, where the team would be the more appropriate bet. And then in some cases, there's a little sprinkle on both kind of thing. But really make sure that you're searching all kinds of markets for the best bets available to you. Every pro tip searchable on VSiN.com. One every hour, at least one every hour. That's 20 a day minimum for VSiN Pro subscribers only. By the way, just before we get to crack, we wanted to make one other market on the Cardinals' next head coaching odds because we didn't get to that one. Cliff Kingsbury scuttled. Vance Joseph and Sean Payton, the short shots. Now, is this the job? If you're Sean Payton, is Arizona, like, where does Arizona fall compared to Denver? But if you're Sean Payton, aren't you waiting for Dallas or something like that?
I would think so. I mean, this is a team he's talked with, so I guess I understand why the odds are shorter. I believe he met with them yesterday or the day before. I don't know why Vance Joseph would be the short shot here. Wouldn't you want to kind of blow up this whole regime?
I'm not sure I would understand that either.
Seems like a great D'Amico Ryans fit to me.
I heard somebody say, oh, this would be such a great job for Sean Payton. I was like, why? I don't really understand that.
And what, Kyler Murray's also going to be like a part of the head coaching decision for some reason?
How many times have I asked the question why in the last 2 seconds? I'll ask why on that too. I don't understand any of some of these things. I'm like, what?
I don't get it either.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know who has the answer to the question why? Bill Krakenberger, Unscripted with the Crack Man.
Exclusively here we go.
Here on a numbers game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network. Oh, yeah. We got to crank that music up a little higher. There we go. Thank you, Isaiah. Thank you, Kev. Oh, I didn't hear the little keyboard part at the end there. We should just let this roll through the whole hour. How you doing, Billy?
What's up, guys? What's going on? I just walked into the studio here. I see Cincinnati 9.5 at Circa. Just moved to 9 at Westgate. 9 at some of the keyer shops. But then again, the offshore is 8. So, I mean, it's not announced yet, I guess, obviously. But it looks like Lamar's not playing.
Yeah.
But nothing is official.
Well, it looks like Lamar's not playing, and it might be that Tyler Huntley's not playing either.
Oh,
so it could be a double whammy on that. It could be Anthony Brown.
Right. Same thing now, the Miami-Buffalo game. You're not going to see a movement that much throughout the year, even because of a quarterback. Like, that game was – I actually seen a rogue 14 yesterday. And I bet it for a dime. That's all it takes, a dime. So a rogue 14 was up there. It was 13.5, though. There was plenty of them.
It was also the speed, right? So, like, 8
– correct.
I will even do the timeline on it. 8:20 a.m. Pacific yesterday.
Right.
Or 8:15-ish. I placed a bet on the Bills where I bought it down to 7.
Wow.
By 8:40,
right,
the Tua news had come out. I got stupid lucky on the time.
Yeah.
By 8:40, the Tua news came out. Tua concussed. He's not going to be a go. And, you know, it wasn't going to be Teddy Bridgewater either. It was going to be Skylar Thompson.
Right.
We did the Megapod right after the show. By 9:15, it was 13.
God, is anyone worth – is there – 6 points? Who is worth 6 points? Two is worth 6 points? I mean, I just don't. Now, listen, I'll tell you right now. I bet the 14, but not that I like that side. I just had to grab that. I just knew that wasn't the right number. It can't move 7 points. But, I mean, God, is it that? And then I find out that even that quarterback is not 100%, that he's 75. He has a little jammed thumb, I found out. So, I know, maybe it's definitely the wrong side.
What you say is an interesting thing, though, because you're like six points is a lot, and make the point, like, is Tua down to anybody worth 6 points? Now, it should be noted, 7-13 ain't 1-7.
Right.
So the value of those points aren't quite as high.
Sure.
But you still make a great point, because even in the days where Andrew Luck, like, we used to do this a lot, where we would talk about the difference in a line between a starting quarterback and a backup quarterback. And by the way, that's not static either. If Tom Brady... I'll give the most sort of stark example. If Tom Brady was playing a home game against the Jets when the Jets were god-awful in Tom Brady's heyday versus Tom Brady on the road at Aaron Rodgers, those line moves are two different things also. And we found out Sunday morning that Tom Brady couldn't go. Those are two different situations. But the biggest, in those days, the biggest sort of drop-off from a starter to a backup was Andrew Luck to Scott Tolzien, for those who Scott Tolzien reference today. But that was like, to your point, that was like 7-8 point. Like, that was the extreme.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, and you know, already I have someone on Twitter asking me, should they tease the 13? No. There's never a situation where you're going to tease 13. No, I'm sorry. You don't tease 13 to 6. It's not what you do. Listen, will it win? It's supposed to win, yeah. But I'm not teasing. I probably haven't had a teaser since week 6.
But you're teasing away this
weekend. But this weekend is a teaser weekend. No, I shouldn't say that. Last weekend actually was a teaser weekend. I just didn't get involved. I knew it was week 18 usually is a good teaser weekend. But
I love week 18. Yeah, week 18 I was saying good. This on the Megapod yesterday.
Week 18 is a good week for new things.
Jason Weingarten and I had money. We had Washington Commanders, LA Rams, money line parlay bets.
Wow.
There is no other week of the NFL season where I would have such a bet, right? But like week 18 is so squirrely like that.
Yeah.
Where you're like, this could hit.
Yep.
And it pays like 11-1. So yeah, I love week 18.
Yeah. This week, again, it's why is the Chargers keep moving up? This morning I wake up, Circa's minus 2.5, minus 15 now. Yeah. This game was pick'em, 36 hours ago.
Hey, your boy guessed 3 on the guessing line. Show.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I just think... Jacksonville's probably a good teaser leg at home. I don't know. Maybe not, but I bet it. I put my money up and I bet it.
I like that teaser leg. I do.
Yeah, I mean, I bet it with I bet it was Cincinnati when Cincinnati was 7. So that's part of my aggravated gambler segment here.
I like it.
Yeah, so I put up a tweet. Let's pull up the tweet. I put up a tweet, just trying to help people. Make sure you play teaser of the sports book that has normal rules. A tie on a teaser is a refund. And I put the example with Caesars below. I've played with many sports books. DraftKings also. DraftKings and FanDuel both. While they have their other things that I don't like, money lines and stuff like that are too high. But yet, they make it up on something like this. Teasers revert to, I literally opened the people's mind last year when I talked about this. No one knew. Like, people were like, what? Wait a minute. I've been throwing my tickets away for years with a tie and a loss. Mm-hmm. You can't have a one-team teaser. So if you have a team, minus 8 down to minus 1, and you have another team, whatever that team is, if that team gets blown away, if the one team wins by 1 and it's a tie, the other team gets blown away. It doesn't matter because you can't have a one-team teaser. You have a tie on one side. I'm sorry. There's no other words to say. And I know the bookmakers aren't going to like this in this town. They're just robbing people.
Let's just say it succinctly. A loss and a push at the books that Bill is referring to is a refund. A loss and a push is a refund.
I just named 3 of the books. And there's many more.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And so MGM does it.
There you go.
So there's... That blows people away. That blows people's minds because they're like, what do you mean? A loss and a push? I get my money back? Yeah. And I've always said to you before, Jay Rude, when we used to hang out with him, when he was the VP of Race and Sports, he used to sort of joke with us.
Right.
He'd be like, I can't believe we have to give that money back, right? He would joke about it. But that's the rule because of exactly what you said. It can't revert to a one-team teaser. It can't.
So,
and there are books that keep that money, too.
Yeah, it is. And, you will see people... dumpster diving. You'll see people going on the garbage cans when there's a situation where there's a push
they know that other people
a 7 to a 2. They know people they don't even know. So you'll see late night people going through garbage cans
because they know. Others don't know.
Others don't know. Not maybe here. This is a local crowd. They kind of know a little bit. But you'll see it at Caesars. Go to Caesars or some of the books on the strip. You'll see. There's a lot of tourists coming in. They don't know. So you'll have these hustlers that come in and literally, make that. That's one of the reasons why they make money, Anyway, that's one thing. I got another thing to talk about. Anthony Curtis was on my show, and I thought he was great. He was on my podcast, my Wisecracks podcast with John Orlando. and I.
Explain to people who Anthony Curtis is.
Anthony Curtis is from the Las Vegas Advisor. He owns the Las Vegas Advisor. He owns Huntington Press. I have been a fan of Anthony Curtis for 30 years. I used to get the Las Vegas Advisor in the early 90s up until 2000. Great thing to have. It shows you everything. You know what I like? You open the front cover, it has the phone numbers of every casino. It doesn't sound like nothing big. I know it doesn't. It has the local number, not the 800 number you're going to search for on the internet.
It's a beautiful thing.
It has the local number. It rings right to the operator. I mean, now it's 2023. It may ring to the operator in Guam, but it does ring.
By the way, there are restaurants within casinos
right.
where you die to have that listed.
That's it.
Yes.
That's it. See, you know exactly what I mean. Yep. We haven't talked about this.
Yep.
I want to ring a restaurant in the casino, but I can't get a hold of it. Yeah, I want to call the main number. I don't want an 800. I don't want a reservation number. I like that. So Anthony Curtis has that every month. Then he has things that pay for the I'm not trying to do an advertisement for the guy, but it does. The thing pays for itself. So he wrote a little clip at the end of this last one, which he brought me in the last hard copy cover. It was about him getting a drink. Now, guys, I don't drink. I say I don't drink, and I had a frozen margarita the other night. So I with salt on it. I liked it. I may start drinking. So I
liked it.
Yeah. No, I mean, I just 30 years. I've never had just since high school. I just don't. I haven't drank. So.
What was that Katy Perry song? I kissed a girl and I liked it.
Right.
That was Bill's confession.
I loosened up a little bit after. I immediately wanted to fight, though, so that's bad. But
tease what Anthony Curtis is saying, and we'll get to the details.
All right, Anthony Curtis. We'll get back with you.
Just give us the general crux of it.
Getting a drink at a bar. I don't know how it works. He has an article on it. I'll explain when we come back.
Bill Krakenberger, Unscripted with the Crack Man. Numbers Game, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Before you make your next bet, be sure to visit VSiN.com to check the current betting splits data.
Splitting bets!
Want to know where the money and bets are moving every game? Well, the betting splits page is updated with DraftKings odds every 10 minutes so you can see changes in all the action. Find out where the public's betting based on the number of tickets or where the money does not match the public opinion. You can check out not just today's action, but future events as well. Betting splits! Yet another way that VSiN is here to make you a smarter, better year-round. Check them out today. Betting splits for every game at VSiN.com. It's Gil Alexander, and we get tweets at Beating the Book. I just want to read one here because people are probably wondering about this, or some might be. Sean Gusick, maybe I missed it, but wasn't Kelly going to do the eggnog drink this week?
Yeah, I forgot about that. Maybe we can organize for tomorrow. Maybe.
Listen, you don't want to be Matt Brown.
Otherwise, Monday.
And have a field goal challenge that never happens 2 years later.
I know. I don't want to be that guy. Really don't want to be that guy.
That particular guy.
I think Monday during... If I can find eggnog, I think Monday's the day. Because then I get an hour of guessing lines to work through?
You know what, Kelly? I think you should wait till April to see if you can find eggnog, and then we'll do it then.
I'm trying to strategically plan this out. Because it was always part of Gil's plan to do it on a day where he was going to heavily involve me talking on the air.
That's correct.
Which would steal drinking time.
Yep.
I think guessing lines on Monday might be a good in-between.
Could it be?
Like, I still have to talk, but not as much.
Oh, right. Then the second hour, you could just take off kind of thing.
I can sit back here and sip on eggnog.
Billy, you got us talking about all that kind of stuff.
We have Derek Carr's news.
Fellas. Oh, okay.
Let's see. This report from Ian Rappaport. Raiders will begin the process of evaluating the trade market for Derek Carr as they prepare for a decision on their quarterback of the future. This points to the possibility of Carr, who holds a no-trade clause, will be a part of the process leaving the organization. Derek Carr just released a statement on Twitter saying goodbye to Raider Nation.
Derek Carr, who loved being a Raider and who had himself quite a lengthy career as the quarterback of the Raiders. But may I just riff on this for a second? By the way, I asked that rhetorically. We just talked about how the Broncos were interviewing David Shaw. And I'm just thinking, as we're talking about that, I'm like, how ridiculous that did we watch the trajectory at Stanford? I'm sure he's a lovely guy, but okay, they wanted to interview David Shaw. Okay, so the Derek Carr thing is interesting along these same lines, where I just wonder, do NFL teams watch as they supposedly watch film of everything, right? When they make evaluation of things. Here's the thing about Derek Carr. Derek Carr statistically has had a fine career. He's put up numbers. But how many times, and Raiders fans can attest to this, how many times have you watched Raiders games in crunch time? Whether it was the playoffs against the Bengals last year, whether it was the game against the Steelers a few weeks back, where Derek Carr in crunch time, something happens to him where mentally he does not understand context or situation of game. My opinion, having watched him as many times, right? So when they say evaluate the trade market, they're right. There is a trade market for this guy. And I'm worried that the team I grew up loving, the Washington football team, I'm worried that they're going to be infatuated with trading for Derek Carr, which would be a, you know, Carson Wentz is one thing that was just comical. Even the day they made the trade, you just laugh. But I don't think trading for Derek Carr solves anything.
Not at all. I guess the part I'm confused about is, like, what did you, okay, so we didn't really give him much time. You took all this money and gave it to Devontae Adams to bring him in here into Las Vegas with the Raiders. And this was supposed to be this whole reunion thing with Carr and Devontae Adams, and you let this play out. I mean, you got to remember how much time Darren Waller missed last year. You didn't really get to see the full offense for much of the season, and I'm just a little surprised that both sides are like, nope, we're done. We gave this every chance we could. We got to go our separate ways, when I don't really feel like they gave this new offense that much of a chance.
I don't think Josh McDaniels liked him ever.
I mean, that must be the reason to me.
I don't think he was ever his guy, and I would imagine him and Mark Davis behind closed doors, like, he's not my guy either. I think Josh McDaniels likes Jarrett Stidham better than he likes Derek Carr, which was his guy, right, from back in New England. So I don't. It's interesting. We'll see.
Who's going to be the new quarterback?
For the Raiders?
Yeah.
I mean.
Don't tell me Tom.
No, maybe. Maybe. I mean, there's going to be, I mean, if Tom Brady is out there, the Raiders will be on the short list of teams.
Hmm.
I mean, that's the other side of it, though, right? If it's not Tom Brady, then what? They're kicking the can and restarting this whole thing? I still think Derek Carr is good enough that I don't – you know, we talk about great quarterbacks in the league and the big separation between the good quarterbacks in the league and the many, many, many bad quarterbacks in the league. I'm not going to say Derek Carr belongs in the group of great quarterbacks in the league, but he doesn't belong in the group of these guys are trash and they can't ever win anything, in my opinion.
No, I agree with that. He's not a bottom-tier quarterback. But again, what are you with? Again, we had that discussion about Super Bowl quarterbacks yesterday.
Yeah.
Either overperforming on a rookie deal or you're a Hall of Famer. Derek Carr ain't that.
He doesn't fit either one.
He's the Kirk Cousins, Dak Prescott tier. And so it is this weird thing where it's like you can throw the kitchen sink to acquire him, but what are you really getting to? But the problem is that there are teams. And I won't use the word delusional. Yes, I will. Some teams are delusional enough to think that that's all they need.
The Jets.
The Jets, Washington. If we could just get that quarterback, we're winning this thing.
I might be delusional enough to believe that with the Jets.
Their defense is good.
Yeah.
But the Tom Brady thing is interesting, Crack, because it's like, hey, would San Francisco be out of the Tom Brady sweepstakes? I don't think they would be. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, will he come back another year? I guess he will.
Dude, that guy, now that he's divorced.
Now that he's divorced, yeah. You know, it's funny how we think.
I just think.
My brain said that, you know, now that he has.
Remember, he used to say, I'll play to 45. I think in his head, he's like, well, why not try another?
Like the old boxers, they just don't know when to quit.
Well, but here's the thing. Brady got, you know, he was in a terrible division. Somehow they got to the postseason. And you know what? People fear him right now in the postseason.
I actually like that side in the game, too. Over Dallas, I lean to that side. I don't do many sides, but I didn't bet the game. But, you know, obviously you can get 3 points now. I mean, -2.5, -20 is basically a +3, -15 or something like that. So, but
anyway.
I didn't bet it, but I just think that.
Anthony Curtis, sir.
Anthony Curtis, I was looking for a text. That I have. I actually have the text copy of the Las Vegas Advisor and what it said. But I'll just tell you what happened. So he goes to a bar downtown. I think it was either the Golden Gate. I think it was the Golden Gate or the. It might have been the D. So that actually is Derek's Casinos. And he wrote up about it. He's like, you know, so I go to the bar and I take a $20 bill out. and I put it in the machine, and I ordered her a beer. He likes different kind of beer, so he ordered her a beer. And the bartender was charging him for the drink. He said, "Oh, I'm playing." He goes, "No, I have to watch you play. You have to play. Go ahead, push the button and play." He said, "I'm going to. I just put a 20 in the machine." And he's like, "I can't give you the beer unless I see you put money through the machine." Like, I don't know the rule about bar. Like, if I go to the South Point here at a bar here, I'm pretty sure. Do you get drinks for free if you play video poker? I don't know.
Yes, you do, but you don't get top shelf. It's funny you bring this up, Bill, because I think everybody thinks it works the same way in Vegas.
I don't know.
If you're gambling, you drink for free.
Yeah.
Not true.
Okay.
What you're talking about right now, Bill, is one of the things I was most caught off guard by when I first moved out here. It totally depends on the casino. Totally depends. Where a lot of those ones that are at the bar, the video poker machines are at the bar.
Right.
If you're down on the strip, a lot of them have a light on the back. It's a red light, green light system. So the bartender can see if you've bet, basically if you've bet enough, I think it's just money. If you've bet enough money, that light turns to green and you're good for a free drink.
And, you know, in Atlantic City, Tropicana, at the slot machines, you're playing and you have to put $5 through. Or else you're not allowed. You order a drink. Now, that they have this new system. Most of the casinos, there was a Hard Rock I've seen, Tropicana. You order the drink right on the video poker machine or the slot machine, which I hate, by the way, because I like to get two bottles of water. They give you a shot glass of water. You know what I mean?
God, yeah.
So I like to get two of them. But you can't with this new system. You can just put one drink in. There are water and a coffee, whatever it is. So I noticed I went to go put my card in, and I have the highest level card there, by the way. So, you know, I have a 7-star card. Put it in the machine. I said, "Let me get a coffee." "Sorry, no, can't get it until you put $5 in. You play $5 through." So I thought it was kind of interesting. But anyway, let's go back to Anthony. This is a guy who really you don't want to upset him. He's Mr. Las Vegas as far as he owns the Las Vegas Advisor. 15,000 issues a month printed up, and the bartender works on tips. That's the main thing here. The bartender works on tips. The guy took a $20 bill out. It's in the machine. He ordered a beer, and it pissed him off so much he didn't take it. He's like, "You know, screw this. I'm going to play." Of course, he plays every day video poker.
Mm-hmm.
But just the attitude of the bartender.
Oh, it's amazing.
They work on tips. I don't get it. Now, listen, a union bartender in Atlantic City, I know one. He gets $23 an hour. So, but besides the tips, he's been there 30 years. You know,
Anthony just walked away?
Anthony just walked away.
Where was this? Are you allowed to say?
I told you. It was either the Golden Gate or the D.
Okay.
Yeah, it's in the last issue of the Las Vegas Advisor.
Crackman, more on the other side. Numbers Game, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
If you're looking for a betting edge on football's big game, the VSiN experts got you covered. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber with an introductory offer of only $9.99. It's $9.99. VSiN Pro subscribers get access to our daily recap of the top plays made by VSiN show hosts and guests, tools like our betting splits that let you see where the money and bets are moving every game, deep dive betting reports, VSiN betting guides for the biggest games of the season, where our experts break down brackets, best bets, and all the big game props. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Visit VSiN.com/subscribe today to sign up for only $9.99 and become part of the Sports Betting Network. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. You know that line in the promo right here, Kelly, where it says, "Tools like our betting splits." I always think they're going to say a person. Tools like tools like Kelly, Midland, and Gil.
We've never discussed this off air before.
Never.
I think about that all the time, too. Like, in my head, whatever you say, I'm like, what a tool.
Yeah. Tools like pick your guy.
Oh, it's
happening, Billy.
We live in such a self-centered world.
Yeah.
We just talked about it on the break
yeah.
a little bit. And, you know, I don't know if you even know my story about this. So I got married. I was with my wife since high school. We were separated for 10 years. So, you know, she made a mistake. I understand. But we were separated for 10 years. She, you know, she realizes it now.
She's at home listening. She's like, "Oh, my God."
Yeah. So we were separated. And during the separation, I moved to Vegas, and I lived with a waitress for a while. She was a total smoke show. I probably outkicked my coverage, but anyway, she was a waitress at the Wynn, and it's amazing, you know, these girls from the middle of America, nice little girls. They were honest, wholesome, good people. By the way, her parents love me. Her parents were great. I'm an old school guy, and her parents are, you know,
What are they not going to love?
I
got to
be real
you?
Honest with you. I was probably the same age as her parents. That's okay. But her dad and mom loved me. So, but you know, they confided in me about her changing. They were very scared about it.
From living here.
Yes, from living here. You know, and she wasn't really like this, but, you know, like I'm renting a nice apartment. I'm paying a ridiculous amount of money. And I actually made her move in with me. And like her world changed. You know, even by the way, the win is a sick money you make waitressing. Sick.
Oh, yeah.
Like if you don't make $500 on a Saturday night, you didn't do your job.
By the way, they treat their employees very well over there. I'm talking not only just cocktail waitressing. I'm talking about like dealers and all.
Yeah. I don't worry. I got a rant about dealers coming up. But anyway, all right, let's stick with the waitresses for now.
Sorry.
And by the way, we had an amicable breakup. She's fine. But I'm just saying, like, her friends. Wow. I'm not in the dating pool. It just happened. She was serving me drinks. I'm giving her $10 a drink, and for a couple bottles of water and a coffee. And every day seeing her, I got to talk and meeting her, and that was the end of it. So, but her friends. My God, she was actually friends with a girl that was a stripper and friends with a waitress in a strip club. It's amazing that girls just treat guys like a piece of meat. But they didn't do that when they were, you know, in Omaha. Like when they came, like literally come from these, that's one of the towns, by the way. But they just, they lose the sense of reality here in this neon paradise. They just,
yes.
Now they get money and can't hand them money. And now you're just money to them. And like I said on the break, and I'll say it again, if they don't grab onto a guy by the time they're 40, 45, they're in trouble. No, they're in trouble. You have to grab onto someone because, you know, the candle's on the cake. We talked about it.
There is wisdom in what you're saying. Also, for those who grew up here and never left here, as someone who is not from here.
Very interesting.
I notice that there is a bit of a skewed reality. Right. And maybe it's justifiable, not justifiable. Maybe it's understandable, which is because all they know is that people come here on the weekend. Let's just say generally they come in here on a weekend and they just throw cash all around the place haphazardly, whether it's on gambling, drinking, shows, whatever. And so their perception of reality becomes that.
Right.
They believe that's the world.
That's the world, and it's just a town like this.
And that ain't the world.
I would think there's a – like maybe Miami here, maybe certain parts of L.A. or New York, but that's about it. I mean, yeah, but here's even more because it's a gambling town.
Oh, and it's so condensed.
Yeah, it's so condensed.
More than those.
Yeah, I don't even think the other cities are even – I don't even think you can compare. I know exactly what you're talking about.
I don't compare either.
And I think they're the closest
the
you
one
can
town,
get.
You think
but,
that.
Yes, this is the one place.
Wow, okay. Yeah, you could be right. I don't know how he got onto this.
What was the self-centered part of that?
Oh, self-centered. So I fly a lot. You know, yeah. I fly a lot during, you know, certain times of the year. And I just, the people on planes, I mean, they're just, for the last three years, out of control. I see it more and more. And I'm telling you, I fly 30, 40 flights a year. They're out of control, the people, how they act on planes. Now, listen. When they come to Vegas, I expect that sometimes if they are maybe from Philadelphia. Sorry, Philly. It is what it is. But Philly people go crazy on planes. But it's everywhere. I just flew here from Cincinnati. It was a bad flight. People were giving the cocktail, not what are they, the servers, giving them a hard time, the stewardesses, giving them a hard time. And I wish there was a male stewardess on this plane because this was bad. This was
bad.
And then... I see it. They're drinking. They're rowdy. These people brought their own bottles. I guess you're not supposed to bring your own. I don't know how you even get that past security, but they brought their own bottles somehow on the plane, and it was a big problem. With the pilot actually threatened to land the plane.
What airlines was this?
It was Allegiant. Allegiant?
Or no, Allegiant.
Not Allegiant. Allegiant Field. It was Frontier.
Oh.
Frontier.
Okay.
But now that's the only one. No one else does nonstop. I flew with Fox, and I said, listen, I have to get a nonstop flight, and there's no one else that flies nonstop.
I have to tell you my Frontier story. Just because it comes up. So I was meeting my beautiful Gracie and fashion stylist Deborah Song for a K-pop concert. What I do is I meet Gracie, who's Deborah's daughter, because I've known her since she's 6 years old, right. And now she's a teenager and she loves K-pop. And so I meet her in different parts of North America to go take her to K-pop concerts. Yep. It's my thing that I do with her. Love her more than anything on earth. And there was one in Chicago, Blackpink, for those who know K-pop groups. So Blackpink is about as big as it gets. Not quite as big as BTS, but the female giant of K-pop. So there's a flight to Chicago. I had to get from here, from a numbers game at 9 a.m. Pacific time, to Chicago for 8 p.m.
Or Frontier.
I believe it was Frontier. It was one of those. Anyway, but what you're talking about is no shock to anybody who's ever done this. This is a total rookie mistake on my part that I took this. I decided to take these airlines. By the way, the seats, what's the opposite of comfortable?
Yeah.
So the flight kept getting delayed to the point where, like, the person at the, you know, the gate intercom system was, like, talking too softly, like, okay, the next flight's going to be, like, we're delayed another 30 minutes. The people are literally shouting at this person. They're like, you got to put some muscle into it, man. Come on. And, like, it's getting more and more aggressive and more profane. And I'm just sitting there going, like, man, oh, man, what is this world come to?
It's
phenomenal.
So I'm in row, like, six, and it always happens now lately. I see it more and more, this. When the flight lands and like, the people are going to depart, always someone from behind me is rushing up to beat me.
Yeah, that dude. Yeah, that guy. Yep.
It's not like one single flight. This happens all the time. And like, I want to say, I guess you're special. Why do you have to run up? This one bothered me. There was an 85-year-old man sitting two seats away from me. He was such a nice man. He was on the aisle. And we talked during the flight a little bit. There was no one between us. We talked a lot about a lot of things, just life. I love older people like that. So, and this kid had no respect for the old man.
Brutal.
I said something.
Good for you.
I said something. And I almost caused another war on the plane.
For you. And some things are too much.
Yeah. No, I said, yeah. I see it all the time.
Because my girl tells me all the time, she's like, you can't do that anymore. Like, you can't be the guy to raise
anymore.
A ruckus.
Yeah, my wife, too. She goes, are you crazy?
You let someone else do it.
Yeah.
But there are certain times, like the one you're referring to, where it goes so against your makeup, your DNA, right?
Right.
Where you're like, no, dude.
The senior, I had to say, if it was someone my age, I wouldn't have said anything. Let him say something if he wants to.
Right.
This was a guy, 85. He just turned 85. I mean, this was ridiculous that this guy had to jump out in front of him and literally left arm, like, push the guy.
Well, what is it about? We are the only culture in the world that doesn't, like, respect elders to the point.
Oh, that's crazy.
Because it's like every other culture, when you get older, your wisdom is respected. Other cultures go beyond what we could ever imagine in terms of respecting how they even greet older people, right? I'm being general, obviously, but it seems like we've lost that somewhere along the way. Like,
that's terrible.
Like the youth, the celebrity culture is all that matters. It's like, no, man.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
It's terrible. It's
celebrity culture and stuff. It's just, it is. And, you know, when these kids grow up watching the Kardashians, what shot do they have? You know what I mean? That's all I could tell you. Sorry.
Kim and Courtney and Chloe.
Yeah. But I know Kelly's a big Kardashian
Kylie
person. Sorry.
Chris.
Big Kardashian guy.
It's females and children, too. You have to respect, hold the doors for a female. I mean, that's all over. I'm not saying tip your hat or pull a chair out. Jesus.
Bill Krakenberger, everybody. Unscripted. Wrapping things up on the other side. Numbers Game, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashing the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like free bets. Never been easier to join the action on the new BetMGM app, featuring a fresh redesign with improved features and quicker navigation. And if you're planning a trip to Vegas, you can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts, located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards, sports betting's premier loyalty program, including exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks when you wager with BetMGM. Sign up with BetMGM or log in today to take advantage of BetMGM Rewards. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Skill Alexander. Chris Felica has texted in. What has always been one of my biggest airplane pet peeves, which is, he says, don't dare pull on the back of my seat to get up. Oh,
wait for me to get up, and then you're going to get up after me. You're over a row behind me.
Well, no, what he means is, like, if the guy behind you
right.
grabs the back of yeah. your seat to stand,
right.
you, like, it doesn't occur to human beings that when you're right. grabbing that seat,
yeah.
you're completely...
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you have a drink in your hand, it's going
to... gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, kills me. Because what does it take? 1.5 seconds to think that?
Like Chris just said, he texts us both, you just use your armrest.
Use your armrest.
Just, you have armrest on both sides of you. You know what I mean?
The absence of you know, no presence of mind to think how that would affect another human being always is amazing to me.
But it's worse in 2023. Nobody cares. Like, the Bronx Tale had a line, nobody cares. Really, here, 30 years later, after the Bronx Tale was made, it's 10 times worse. Nobody cares.
And the sound of Italian men romancing their women.
That's it. Hey, Marie!
I love that.
Listen, buddies come in town, and yeah. I really don't gamble. I'll go to the dice table with them a little bit, fool around for $100 or so. I can't, though, because I know the game so well, because I was a sucker for years when I was a kid, that I know the way you should treat people. And I just can't take most of the dealers at dice tables. You know, they don't want to work. They all split tips with everyone else. So they don't. If you open a game, you're literally the Antichrist. If you walk on there, they're talking. And then, see, Bill Krakenberger knows about cross-firing. So if the stick man's talking to the box man, and the stick man's talking to one of the dealers, they're not paying attention to you. So, you know, it bothers me. My buddies come up, they don't know. They're having fun. They buy in for $200. He puts there's a point established already. This just happened 2 days ago. Point established already, and he puts $10 down on the pass line. But the point's established; it's a 9.
Right.
So the dealer, I don't say anything. Now, the dealer doesn't say nothing. He sees him put that money down in the middle of the roll. What the dealer's responsibility to, because you work on tips, jerkwad, is to say,
sir,
hey.
Sir, just take your money back, right?
Or you could say, hey, that's a place bet, sir. $10. We're going to pay you a place bet on that. We're going to pay you, instead of paying you, we're going to pay you, you know, this is how much I don't even know because I don't play dice no more. I know 6 and 8 is 7 to 6. So I know true odds is 3 to 2. So they must pay you whatever. Whatever it is, they're paying 7 to 5. So $10 should pay $17 because it should be a place bet on the 9. Instead, he pays him the $10, 10 for 10. Now, my thing is, have a chance of getting a couple bucks if you yeah. say, hey, buddy, here's $7 extra on that. It's a place bet. That's a place. You know, like, that should be your job, being a dealer. If you didn't see it, I understand. But, of course, you're seeing it. But if you didn't see it, that means you're not watching. You're not protecting your area. So it makes me want to say this. You guys were cross-firing, talking about going out with a broad last night.
Yeah.
I had $300 on a 6 and 8. You didn't hear me. You're talking. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Take a shot at them. It really does.
So a couple things. First of all, when did, like, you and I were talking off air. It feels like, and again, it's just anecdotal. Obviously, I've not done some scientific survey on it. It feels like over time, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, however long you've been in town, or any of us have been long in town, that attitude has crescendoed. It didn't used to be that way.
Yeah, of course not.
So now it feels, and I agree with you, there's a lot more of that. What you're talking about is, like, it then bleeds over. It's one thing for it to be off-putting, right? It's like the guy at Chipotle who won't talk to you. He just looks at you, and you have to say, okay, double chicken. And he just looks at you, no expression. And you have to say, right? Like, could you smile? Could you?
Sure.
Right? Okay, so there's that, which is just off-putting.
Yeah.
Doesn't affect your meal in the end.
Sure.
But what you're referring to is when it affects the actual mathematical odds on the table.
You're getting $14 instead of 10, and maybe he'll throw you $2 or something.
Do you see that happen a lot now? Like, more than you'd be willing?
Probably. I would say definitely with more of the people that have joined the gambling space now. There's a lot more people gambling now than you used to be because on volume, not bigger gamblers. And dice is a dying game, by the way, too. So, but if you want people to learn the game, the box person, the floor person, the pit boss, these people should want more people coming to the game. It's a dying game. If the game dies, less games open, you get less hours. So it's a dying game, and it should be.
Well, the thing about craps specifically, right, is – so, again, the example you used, the point was already established for those. We won't do a crap sort of primer here. But when the point's established, right, so that pass line bet shouldn't really be active at that moment, right?
Well, should in other words, if there's a point established, you put money down. You can't – if you put money down, you should get the – it should be a place bet.
Should be a place bet.
Yeah, on that point.
The other point is when you do have stuff on the pass line, you're maximizing odds typically behind that.
Sure.
And right. So there's math in terms of payouts.
Sure.
If those guys aren't paying attention
– correct.
I mean, what percentage of craps players have no idea what they should be properly paid?
90%? More than you think. Yeah, I'm saying more than you think.
Oh, no, not more than I think. I think it's almost everybody.
Oh, yeah, everybody. Right? Right.
But there are some who know and who could correct, but most couldn't.
Most couldn't.
So there's this tacit trust where you're like, I hope you're paying attention.
Yeah.
You paying me properly.
You know, the break-in joints really are where people should break in. They shouldn't get a job with their buddy because they know someone at the Bellagio. You shouldn't break in, and that shouldn't be a break-in joint for you. But go to a place like Casino Royale. They had 100-time odds. It's a little joint across the street from the Mirage. 100-time odds. And you put down $5 on a pass line and put down 112 odds behind it. You know what I mean? Like that's where you know the dealers know their stuff.
Yeah.
112, and they have to pay half of that if it pays 3-2.
Right.
They got to pay 112, and now they have to pay 56, like extra. So, that, by the way, that was a joint years ago. I read it in I read it in Anthony Curtis's magazine, Las Vegas Advisor. You could go there, and it was just the dealers didn't know the payouts. So if you know the payouts, it's positive EV. That's all I'll say. Listen, I'm not saying that I'll never cheat a bookmaker. An individual private bookmaker I used to play with when I lived back home. You meet a guy on the corner, you're playing with him. I'm not going to cheat him. A casino, certain situations, I hate casinos. Sorry. I hate most casinos because of their attitudes. And I'm not going to cheat a teller. We talked about this because they are responsible for their draw. But if I'm at a table and you're going to pay me extra money, chances are I'm going to take it. And if people are going to come after me now, oh, you would cheat the casino. Like, if you're at a blackjack table and you have a 17 and the dealer has a 17, an 18, and they push your hand, you're going to say, oh, here, I'm sorry, I lost that 25. Take that. BS. I don't believe none of you. I'm sorry. I don't believe any of you.
I don't believe none of you.
Yeah.
By the way, my latest pet peeve, and we don't have enough time to go into it, but tennis matches that have no longer started.
Right.
That are taken off betting menus.
Oh.
And no one can explain why.
No one can explain why.
Make a phone call.
Yeah.
Let's delay another minute or two. No one can explain why. That's my – I
have
one
– I only have 2 minutes. We
got to get to some breaking news, though.
Yeah,
quick breaking news
coming through of the neutral site game.
Oh.
If the Chiefs and Bills end up in the AFC Championship, it will be played in Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Where'd they get that from?
Is the choice.
Not Vegas. Atlanta.
Jesus. All right. All of us had no Atlanta. Yeah. Like, no one's happy.
I guess a little more regionally neutral.
I'm okay. I think the only thing I wanted was, I know a lot of people thought the other way. I thought it just made sense to have indoors. I mean, I thought.
Yeah, Detroit, I guess. Or?
Yeah, yeah. But I didn't really care where. I just thought it should be indoors.
Well, it's indoors.
Hmm.
What was it you wanted to say real quick? Because we want to get a pro tip here.
Get a pro tip, and maybe we'll save it for next week.
Pro tip. Pro tip of the hour is... Teasers can be great bets in the NFL, but make sure you know house rules on how they're paid out with ties, as Billy was talking about earlier. Every pro tip searchable on VSiN.com. Pro tip for the hour. We do one every hour on VSiN across every show. So that means at least 20 every day. They're available for VSiN Pro subscribers only at VSiN.com, where you can sort them by sport and by show. Remember, Bill, it's not stealing if we do it right in front of your face.
That's right.
That was the courtesy Bill Cracker.
Tony Miller down the Golden. I went to the Golden Nugget. I put a tweet up real quick. I'll say it.
Yeah.
I put a tweet up. There was a great money line. Fez texted me and said, listen, it's 4-1 on the national championship game. You could take 440. I said, well, I'm downtown. I'll go play it. So situationally, I had money on me, too. So I said, good. So I go down. Tony Miller took a $40,000 bet in front of me. And I get to the counter, and he didn't change the number, though. So I said, Tony, what do you guys want to take on that? I'll bet up to 40 also. It's a great play. So they took a bet for 20. It was very nice of him because I can't take anything. And then he decided to take 20. So I put it on there just to say how good of a guy he was. Not bragging that I bet that kind of money. And by the way, I didn't middle the game. I thought it was a good I had 10 grand to win 2,500. But anyway, we're going to talk about this tweet next week when I'm here.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, we got no time. We got 20 seconds. It's okay. Over. The party's over.
What a tease.
Did it end well or end
poorly? Oh, no, it won. The game won. Tony paid me. It was great. It was about I'm talking about the people that are, you know, some of the people on Twitter.
Okay. Oh, Twitter people. That's always fun. We'll do that next week. Lombardi Line is next. Enjoy from Visa, the Sports Betting Network.